This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The North Carolina House Bill 2, the bathroom bill, has been a national issue, which has confronted the state with the U.S. Justice Department over the issue of discrimination against the transgender community. But the bill also contains language to limit or curtail attempts by local governments to raise their minimum wages and to make it easier for employers to fire employees who might later claim discrimination. These pro-business provisions anger Wendy May, a Democratic candidate for county commissioner in Johnston County, North Carolina. Wendy, what do you think?
Well, first, hello, John. And North Carolina has made a hate bill, which most people are identifying as the bathroom bill. But it is a lot more than just a bathroom bill. It takes my right as a transgender person away. It violates my civil rights to use the bathroom that I identify with. And it also puts the light shining on me when I go to the bathroom. I have been lucky. I haven't had any episodes yet. But prior to this law, no one even knew that transgenders were using bathrooms. People didn't even know what a transgender was.
So how is this law, this hate bill, as you term it, created a wedge to actually also limit the minimum wage in the state of North Carolina?
Well, you know, it's funny. I hate that word, first of all, minimum wage. I like livable wage or a living wage much better. In Johnston County, where I live, it's a very rural county. So an hourly wage for one adult at poverty level here is $5 an hour. But one adult and one child, it's $7 an hour here. When you start adding more children, the poverty wage goes up a little. So an adult and two children is $9. As we know, the minimum wage here is $7.25. The living wage, or the wage that actually is what is required to live in Johnston County, a rural county, for one adult is $10.98. So what has happened here is there has been movements, living wage projects, to try to bring awareness to living wages.
But this bill would basically turn those initiatives, or render them null and void, even if Johnston County was to try to raise its minimum wage to a living wage. Is that what you're saying?
The way this law is written, yes. This law was put into effect to try to stop these movements of living wage projects. It's like the rest of this. This is a four-part bill. The General Assembly does not have the ability to regulate the employment practice of local government, even though they think they do. So I think anyone that has a living wage ordinance will survive as long as it directly affects only their governmental employees. And they've never had the ability, and never hopefully ever will, to tell a private employer what it can do.
So this bill affects bathrooms, it affects living wage initiatives. What are the other two elements in this bill that are offensive in your view?
Well, the whole bill is offensive because it discriminates. It eliminates any state law claim for wrongful termination of employee based upon color of the person's skin, where they're from, if they're a Christian or not. It affects everyone. That's the problem that most people don't realize, because the General Assembly and the governor use the transgender community as a smokescreen. Let's get everybody hyped up about, oh my God, some man is going to dress as a woman and go into the girls' room. Because it's not what happens. It's not what people do.
And there are already laws against them anyway.
There's already laws to protect people in a bathroom. Like I said, this is a bill looking for a problem that doesn't exist.
Wendy May, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Wendy May is a candidate for county commission in Johnston County, North Carolina.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.